The 200 million horsemen, humanity's last stand. The wind blew hard across the barren wastelands, carrying the scent of death and the whispers of something much darker. No human voice broke the silence, but all around the earth trembled. The sky had taken on a sickly hue, stained with reds and purples, as though bruised by some celestial fist. The world felt hollow, the very air thick with the weight of an impending doom that no one could explain, but everyone could feel. In the heart of the devastation, a man named Elias stood at the edge of a cliff, staring into the abyss below. His eyes, once full of life and purpose, had dulled with the horrors he had witnessed. Once a pastor, he had seen his congregation scatter like leaves in the wind. Belief had faded in the face of the unspeakable, but something deep inside Elias had not yet broken. Something stubborn and fierce clung to hope, even as the world around him crumbled. He was not alone. A group of survivors had gathered with him, remnants of what was once the human race. There was Callie, the sharp-tongued mechanic who never seemed to lose her resolve. Jacob, a former soldier haunted by his past but driven by a need for redemption. And Maeve, a mother who had lost everything but still clung to the notion that her son might somehow be alive. The day had been long and harsh, with little more than dust and ash in the air. The survivors hadn't eaten in 2 days, but Elias had called them here to the cliff for a reason. He had found something in the last surviving pages of a charred Bible. It was a passage from the book of Revelation, a vision of John on the Isle of Patmos, and it had haunted him for days. And the number of the mounted troops was 200 million. I heard their number. That verse echoed in his mind like a death knell. But there was more. A vision had come to him in the night, a prophecy of what was to come. He hadn't told anyone about it yet, but he knew that time was running out. The end was coming, and it was coming fast. Elias, Callie's voice cut through the stillness, breaking him from his reverie. She was standing a few feet away, wiping the grease from her hands with a rag. Her eyes flickered with a mixture of impatience and curiosity. "What did you bring us here for?" Elias took a deep breath, his voice steady but burdened with the weight of his message. "I've seen them," he said simply. Jacob raised an eyebrow. "Seen who?" "The horsemen," Elias replied, his tone grave. 200 million of them." A silence fell over the group, the words too surreal to grasp fully. Callie was the first to speak again, though her voice was laced with sarcasm. 200 million horsemen? "Elias, we can barely scavenge enough food for 5 people, and now you're talking about some mythical army?" But Elias didn't waver. "I'm not talking about something in the past, Callie. I'm talking about what's coming." Jacob, the former soldier, crossed his arms over his chest, his face grim. "And what exactly are you saying? That there's an army of 200 million horsemen ready to wipe us out?" Elias nodded. "It's already begun. I saw them in my dream, but it wasn't just a dream. It was a vision, a warning. The horsemen are not of this world. There's something else. Something from the depths of hell itself." Maeve, who had remained silent until now, spoke softly. "What do they want?" Elias turned to face her, his eyes filled with a terrible certainty. "They are the instruments of judgment. Their purpose is destruction. They are part of the final act in this world's story. But it's not just about wiping out humanity. It's about separating those who will stand in the light from those who will fall into the dark." The words hung heavy in the air, and for a moment, no one spoke. The gravity of the situation was too much to comprehend. Finally, Callie broke the silence with a scoff. "You've lost it, Elias. We've all lost a lot, but you've officially lost it. This world isn't ending because of some ancient prophecy. It's ending because we screwed it up." Elias didn't flinch. He understood Callie's skepticism. He had doubted too once, but now he was sure. "Callie, I know how it sounds, but I've seen them. I've felt their presence. They're real, and they're coming." Jacob stepped forward, his military training kicking in. "If what you're saying is true, then how do we fight them? 200 million horsemen. That's not a number you can take on with guns and ammo." Elias shook his head. "You don't fight them with weapons, Jacob. This isn't a battle we can win with force. It's a spiritual war. The only way to survive is through faith." "Faith?" Callie's voice was incredulous. "That's your big plan? Just have faith? Elias met her gaze unyielding. It's not just about believing. It's about preparing our souls for what's coming. We have to be ready for the judgment. Jacob rubbed the back of his neck, his mind racing. And what if we're not ready? What happens then? Elias' face darkened. Then we fall. The night was thick with tension as the group huddled around a small fire, each lost in their own thoughts. Elias sat apart from the others, his eyes scanning the horizon, searching for any sign of the horsemen. He knew they were coming, but he didn't know when. All he could do was wait. Jacob sat beside him, his face lit by the flickering flames. So, tell me more about these horsemen, he said quietly. What exactly did you see in your vision? Elias took a deep breath, recalling the haunting images that had been seared into his mind. It was like nothing I've ever seen before. The sky was on fire, and the earth was torn apart. And then they came, an army of horsemen so vast that they covered the horizon. Their horses were not of flesh and blood, but something else entirely. Their bodies were like steel, their eyes burning with a fierce red light. And their riders. Their riders were worse, Jacob frowned. Worse how? They were like demons, Elias whispered. Their faces were twisted, inhuman. They carried weapons that burned with fire, and wherever they went, death followed. I could hear the screams of those they slaughtered, and the ground shook beneath their hooves. Jacob's face hardened. And you believe this is coming soon? Elias nodded. Very soon. Jacob stared into the fire, his mind racing. He had faced death before, but this was something else. He wasn't sure if he believed Elias, but the fear in the man's eyes was undeniable. What do we do if they come? Jacob asked, his voice barely above a whisper. Elias turned to him, his eyes filled with a quiet determination. We pray. The next morning dawned with an eerie stillness. The survivors packed up their camp and continued their journey through the wasteland, moving toward the mountains in the distance. Elias had told them that the mountains would offer some protection, but deep down, they all knew that there was no place on earth that could truly protect them from what was coming. As they traveled, the air grew colder and the sky darkened with thick clouds. A sense of impending doom hung over them, and every shadow seemed to hide some unseen terror. The group was on edge, their nerves frayed by the constant fear of what lay ahead. By midday, they reached the foot of the mountains, and Elias led them to a small cave that offered shelter from the biting wind. They set up camp inside, grateful for the protection, but the atmosphere was tense. No one spoke much, each lost in their own thoughts as they huddled together for warmth. That night, Elias had another vision. He stood on the edge of a battlefield, the ground soaked with blood and the air thick with smoke. The horsemen were there, their massive forms towering over the carnage. He could see their glowing eyes, feel the heat of their breath, and hear the thunderous sound of their hooves as they charged across the earth. The ground trembled beneath them, and the sky was filled with the sound of screams and the clash of weapons. But amidst the chaos, Elias saw something else, something that gave him hope. A figure stood at the center of the battlefield, bathed in light. The figure was dressed in white armor, a sword of pure fire in his hand. His face was obscured, but Elias could feel the power radiating from him. The figure raised his sword, and with a single swing, the horsemen were driven back. The light from the figure's sword cut through the darkness, and the ground beneath the horsemen began to crumble, swallowing them whole. Elias awoke with a start, his heart pounding in his chest. He sat up, gasping for breath, his mind racing with the images of the vision. He knew what he had seen. It was a sign that there was still hope, that the battle was not yet lost. He rose quietly and made his way to the mouth of the cave, staring out into the darkness. The wind howled through the mountains, and the sky was filled with storm clouds. But Elias felt a strange sense of peace. The horsemen were coming, that much was certain. But they were not unstoppable. There was a power greater than theirs, a light that could drive them back. Elias knew that the road ahead would be long and dangerous, but he was no longer afraid. He had seen the light, and he knew that no matter how dark the world became, there was always hope. The next morning, Elias gathered the group together and told them of his vision. He spoke with a renewed sense of purpose, his voice strong and steady. "There is hope," he told them. "The horsemen may come, but they will not have the final word. There is a power greater than theirs, a light that can drive them back. We must be ready for the battle, but we must also hold on to hope." The group listened in silence, each person processing Elias' words in their own way. Jacob was the first to speak, his voice filled with determination. "Then we fight," he said simply. "We fight with everything we have." Callie nodded, her skepticism replaced by a newfound resolve. "I'm in," she said. "Whatever it takes." Maeve, her eyes filled with tears, whispered, "For my son." Elias smiled, his heart swelling with a sense of purpose. The battle was coming, but they were ready. Together they would face the horsemen. Together they would stand in the light. And when the time came, they would not fall. They would rise. The end was near, but so was the beginning of something greater. The horsemen would ride, but they would not conquer. For in the face of darkness, there was always light.